Farmers have begun their spring planting. They're sitting down with their local bankers to firm up operating loans and expenses. Here in Washington, we're very close to passing a farm bill that will support Iowa farmers and farming and rural families across America with strong farm income support, as well as advancements in conservation, energy, and nutrition and disaster assistance. To date, the Senate House Conference Committee, which I chair, has agreed to key initiatives, increasing resources for ag research, supporting international food aid, beginning farmers tools they need to succeed. Earlier this week, we fixed policy programs with crop insurance. We provided aid to specialty crops, fruit and vegetable farmers, added protections for forests, provided much-needed updates for the Commodity Exchange Act. Now, once the Senate Finance and the House Ways and Means Committees identify the offsets needed to pay for the bill, we can nail down the final portions of this. Hopefully, we'll be doing that in just the next few days. Progress has been slow and difficult, but progress has also been steady and real. We see a way forward to completing a good bill within the next week or so. Now, that's why it was deeply unfortunate and disappointing to have the President try to derail this progress by calling, as he did on Tuesday, for a one-year extension of the current law. This is just the latest example of the Bush administration's refusal to be constructive or cooperative in helping us pass a farm bill. They have issued repeated veto threats. As I've said many times, I did what people have asked me to do, and that is to work together, quit our bickering, to get things done. That's why I worked very hard all last year, meeting individually with members of the Senate Agriculture Committee to get a good bill through. We got it through our committee without one dissenting vote. I brought it out on the Senate floor. We got 79 votes for it. 79 votes, more than any farm bill's ever gotten. And yet within 48 hours, the President issued a veto threat against it. And we've been sort of locked horns on that ever since. You know, you'd think the administration would say, gosh, if we got 79 votes, that means Republicans and Democrats and people around the country support it. So I just makes you wonder whether the administration wants a new farm bill or if their real intention is just to throw up roadblock after roadblock in order to kill it. Well, if the President wants a farm bill, it's time for him to roll up his sleeves and cooperate and help us get it done without issuing these vague veto threats and calling for an extension of the present farm bill. We're going to finish this bill. It'll take a couple more weeks. We have sent another short-term extension to the President. He should have that by the end of the day today.